Hello, I'm Richard, and I've just popped into this cafe for something to eat. Shall we see what's on the menu? I think I'd like a milkshake, but I'm not sure. Oh, what's this? Stegosaurus shake? Or maybe some biscuits and dip. What's this? Diplodocus dip? What kind of cafe is this? Ah, it's the Dinosaur Cafe. And that's where tonight's bedtime story takes place. It's called Trouble at the Dinosaur Cafe. Down at the Dinosaur Cafe, everyone was doing fine. Steggy was slurping his swamp juice while Iggy sat down to dine. Patsy was eating her tree roots and had ordered vegetable pie, when in stomped Tyrannosaurus with a wicked gleam in his eye. He read the menu from left to right and then gobbled it up with one big gulp. He chewed upon it thoughtfully while the paper turned to pulp. "You plant eaters are fine," he said, "if that's all you want to eat. But I'm a growing dinosaur and my stomach cries out for meat." Steggy stiffened. Iggy trembled, while Patsy fell off her chair. Tyrannosaurus turned his head and fixed them with his stare. "There's nothing I like more," he said, "than a tasty dinosaur stew. And for extra special flavour, I'll add you and you and you." Then, hiding behind the counter, Iggy spoke on her mobile phone.
"Terry Triceratops, please come quick. We can't handle this on our own."
"I know what to do," said Terry. "Don't worry any more." He rushed straight round to the cafe and burst in through the door. Terry Triceratops, small but deadly, fought Tyrannosaurus with ease. A whack and a smack from his three-pronged attack brought the big bully beast to his knees. Then he knocked him sideways onto his back and in a move that was really neat. Steggy and Patsy bounced on his tum while Iggy tickled his feet. "Stop!" he roared. "Stop! Please stop! No more! I beg you! Enough!" "We'll stop," Steggy said, "when you promise that you'll stop acting so tough."
"Anything!"
wheezed Tyrannosaurus. He was getting quite out of breath. "And if you break that promise," warned Terry, "we'll tickle you to death." Tyrannosaurus fled through the door in search of easier meat, while everyone in the dinosaur cafe celebrated his defeat. But Iggy complained to the others.
"You were okay sitting on his belly. I had an awful time," she said. "His feet were really smelly."
And that story was called Trouble at the Dinosaur Cafe. Well, I think it's time for the cafe to close, and I should go before Iggy turns up to tickle my feet. Good night, and I'll see you soon.